It is my great pleasure to be able to give this last address. I want to talk about enter the world of excitement, go above and beyond. This title has been given to me by our Akash, and I really request all of you to pay your full attention. You see, I'm still preparing myself. Good. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskachyate Sadarine. Wouldn't it be nice if we as people would come to our original strengths, to the best version of ourselves? And wouldn't it be nice if we could bring this strength into the Pandava Senas and then take care of the tremendous opportunities which are opening up themselves? I recently spoke to an astrologer who is well connected with this whole world of astrology and predictions, and he said that we enter a time where the two big troublemakers in astrology, Rahu and Ketu, lose their influence. But even without good stars above us, wouldn't it be nice if we can be independently strong, independently able to overcome distraction and weaknesses? Today, my dear listeners, I would like to speak about two things. What keeps us from being our best? And what can we do to mature and grow above and beyond our own weaknesses? And then bring our newfound strengths into our services in the which we do in the Pandava Senas. First of all, what keeps us? It's Maya. Maya is like a chain. Prabhupada describes it like this, an iron chain which keeps us from moving freely. We try to go, but there seems to be this chain which we cannot cut and which we cannot leave. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, why is it that Maya is so strong? Why is it that the illusion and the binding force of a matter is so strong? And he said, it's because your purpose is not strong. That means if we can somehow work on our purpose, our goal, our, let us say, the potential which is waiting for us, then we will be stronger. I want to give you a little exercise. Imagine at this moment a flower airplane lands before your house, Akash. Imagine Nandini and Kish from this flower airplane would also land before your door. You would see four effulgent personalities who come forward and say, we have been sent by Krishna. We are the Vishnu Dutas. We can take you now on our flower airplane. You can go without any perfection in sadhana, without any struggle to become the better version of yourself. You can immediately go to Vaikuntha. You do not have to fulfill any condition. Yes, one thing is you could not phone anyone to say goodbye, but that's all. Would you go? Kish, would you go? Nandini, would you go? Akash, would you happily go into the airplane, never to return, going back to Vaikuntha? It's a good question. I asked this question at the time when we take Pasharam in our Gora Bhavan ashram to all those who sat around the table. And not everyone was sure that they would like to go just so on the fall of a dime, I think it's called. This is not an imaginary story. We find in one of the traditional scriptures that Narada Muni goes to Krishna and says, my dear Krishna, why is it so difficult for people to go back to you? And Krishna says, they are attached. They are so attached that it is they feel they have so many things to do. I can't imagine, said Narada Muni. I will show you, said Krishna. You can find one person on planet Earth and tell him that they can return without sadhana, without any qualification. They can return now, immediately, back home, back to Godhead. Really? Yes. And you will, Krishna said, you will see, people will not like to go. No, not possible, said Narada Muni, and went right to Gujarat, where he met one young student, Suresh Patel. Suresh Patel was his name. And he said, Suresh ji, I'm just coming from the Eternal Lord. He invites you to come right now. Oh, really? Said Suresh. Yes, you can just go now, this time. Oh, Narada Muni. It's not so easy, said Suresh Patel. You know, I've just gotten married and my wife at least needs one child from me, you know. So let me fulfill my children obligation, then I go. Oh, said Narada Muni, remembering what Krishna had said to him, when should I return? In 2 years. So he came back, Narada Muni, in 2 years. But Suresh Patel had another reason. Now my child needs some education. I come back after 18 years. Then Narada Muni came back, and Suresh said, I have to see for his marriage. And on it went. One day Narada Muni knocked at the door, and there was no Suresh Patel. Instead, an unknown person answered or opened the door and said, oh, Suresh Patel, you want to meet Suresh Patel? He died last year. But Narada Muni was not one to give up so easily. There was a dog lying before the house. Narada Muni, the dog was sleeping. Narada Muni lifted the ear and he said in the ear, Suresh, remember your invitation. And Suresh answered. He had now been reborn as a dog, but by Narada Muni's influence, his clouded memory was opening up. And he said, Narada Muni, I have to guard this house now. I cannot go very easily back. My dear listeners, every one of us has this chain of attachment. The problem with this chain is that you can't see it like you would see an iron chain. The problem is that it is a chain which goes right into the mind. It's a subtle chain. The chain of attachment which keeps us bound so that we cannot move very easily forward. Once when I was in Berlin town, I saw a young man who had a t-shirt which more or less expressed what many of us also feel. It said on the t-shirt, how much can I get away with and still go to heaven? How much can I get away with attachments and still go to heaven? And this is understandable. We are young devotees and we stand against a mountain of distraction. In a society where rampant materialism and material growth is preached, we are supposed to live a simple life. In a society where everyone egoistically thinks about his gratification, we hear about values like selflessness. We are often strict on a few things, loose on a lot of more, and hope that our recipe for enlightenment will work. we take a little from here in Krishna consciousness, add a bit of that, and ignore the rest. And then somehow we think, this is a good mixture, it somehow will work. We are attached to our own ways, and therefore it is difficult for us to come to our real personality, a blissful servant of Krishna, who has one strength, trust and faith that if we surrender to Krishna, all our concerns are taken care of. My dear everyone from Pandavasena, this is strength, to have a faith inside, an unshakable faith, which can, which helps us to, so to say, cut the chain of material attachments. Why are we attached? Because we think somehow these things will give us security, safety, recognition maybe, and all the other things we crave for in this world. But if we can have just this faith in Krishna, that by surrendering unto him, then everything will work. Then everything will be carried to us by Krishna. How, I come to my second subject, how can we mature beyond our present state of Krishna consciousness, and how can we become strong? The first thing I would like to suggest is by developing knowledge. In Sutapa's very nice book, I read how knowledge gives us the strength to see. Imagine when someone sees a cupcake, that is this sweet, you know, It's like a brownie. Do we say this, a cupcake, in English? Yes. Gokushna is here my English dictionary. When we see it like this, we might become very attractive. And we might beg, borrow, or steal. We need to get this cupcake. However, if you have a little bit knowledge, you see the cupcake in a different way. You might see it's only butter, sugar, so and so much cacao, so and so much, the substance which makes the dough rise, and you lose your attraction. Who is highly attracted to so and so much butter, flour, rising substance, which helps the thing to rise? Knowledge helps you to see clearly through the illusion which is before your eyes. When you look through the eyes of knowledge, you're not deceived by Maya. What this practically means is, when there's something which totally haunts you and obsesses you, think of the result which will happen as you pursue this Mayic thing. So knowledge can help you, but in Krishna consciousness, knowledge is just more than information. In the Bhagavatam, in the second canto, it says, if you hear regularly about Krishna, he enters through the ears, inside the heart, and he helps you to purify that heart, almost like muddy waters can become clear water when you put a certain chemical substance, and the mud settles on the ground and the water becomes very clear. So what I want to say is, knowledge in Krishna consciousness is not theoretical, abstract. It is very practical, and it empowers you. It empowers you because Krishna comes into the heart, and he acts as the heart sweeper. There are street sweepers in India, but in Krishna consciousness, we know about the heart sweeper. Krishna cleanses the attachments, the Maya, the Mayic dust from the road of your heart. You are pure. And at that time, when you're transparent like that water, you can actually see what is best for you. You can actually go in the Krishna conscious way. Another, this is so Shastra. Shastra gives you not just theoretical knowledge, it gives you Krishna, who is working in the heart and helping you to cut through the fork, so to say. The second thing which I would like to introduce to you is Sangha, association. In the 11th canto it says, an intelligent person should reject bad association and associate instead with the devotees who can cut off all the excessive attachment from the mind. This becoming free of the iron chain which binds us cannot happen by pious activities. It cannot happen by visiting only holy places. But when you have it cannot even happen by knowledge of the scriptures. No. The cutting off the attachment happens when you are with Sangha, with association that gives you a higher taste. When you associate yourself with Maya, have Mayic films which you see, have Mayic food which you eat, have Mayic discussions, You swallow Maya all the time, and you are not strong enough to act against the pernicious effect. But if you have association where you hear about Krishna, where you do service with other devotees, then you will see, well, you will park Maya, and you will be able to say, no, I cut myself or sever myself from these bonds and move freely. The last thing, so Shastra we have, Sangha we have, is Seva. It is said, by service to Guru and Krishna, the restless mind which is attached to Maya can be overcome. The only way sometimes to become who you are, the only way to become free from these bonds, this subtle bondage of attachment, is to say to Krishna, oh Krishna, I wish to serve you. Please save me. Please help me. Krishna's ears never turn deaf to someone who sincerely requests him. I do remember one of my godbrothers, he was one of the first devotees who came to Germany. Prabhupada had sent him with a request to make a temple. But things were so difficult. He only spoke English. He could not speak German, the German language. And he could see that in the association with the people, his little Krishna consciousness, which he had cultivated, slowly left him, almost like the water which leaves when there is a crack in a clay pot. No? When we don't have the right association, our knowledge, our Krishna consciousness and everything else can often leave us like the water which has leaves a clay pot with a crack. No? So this devotee saw himself soon surrounded by difficulties. He had to work and he had no time. You know, to work, he had to work to pay the costs for this apartment to which he wanted to invite people. There was great troubles in his relationship, which took the remainder of the time, his relationship to his wife. And he really felt incapable of opening a temple in Germany. So he wrote to Prabhupada and he said, my dear Srila Prabhupada, I see only obstacles. And Srila Prabhupada said to him this encouraging verse, with one kick of my foot, I can kick away all inauspicious planets which create obstacles for you. Seva to Guru, seva to Krishna is such a powerful way to cut the ropes of attachments and habits to, in us. It is so powerful that we can certainly come to our very best. So, this is 45 minutes, right? No, we have to go. Yeah. We have a little bit. My dear devotees, another way is something which I wish to tell you. There is a statement in the Bhagavatam about the devatas who drink daily soma juice and who therefore have become very strong and healthy, almost as good as eternal. They are almost as good as eternal. This is because their intake is the pure soma, which is gained by sacrifice to the Lord. What you put into your senses will really describe the quality of your life. What you see during the day, what you hear during the day, what you speak during the day, what you think during the day, the food which you eat during the day, all the things which you associate with will build up your being. You know, in the beginning I said that when devotees are young on this path, they are often distracted. They are strict maybe on a few things like good Gujarati prasadam. They are very strict on that, but loose on a lot of more things and so on. And that's because they live in a world of distraction which gets to them, you know? Through the media, through their friends in school and university. And the people which we meet at in Krishna Sok, you know, they are, why are they so eager to learn more? Because they can feel these things which they take in every day through their eyes, their ears, their intelligence, is a very leaves a empty hole in the heart, which is not filled by this. So, when you want to come to the next level in Krishna Soks and present Krishna consciousness in a growing attractive way, it is very necessary that you are a little bit careful to not take in Maya through your senses. You know, there was, we have all been told about it and we have accepted it, but sometimes because of these long-standing attachments, it is difficult. It is difficult. We have to face the reality. Then only we can cure it. There's a story about a person who was drinking, not much, but he drank regularly some alcohol, and his doctor said, "Stop this day. If you continue to drink, you ruin your liver. You will die of liver failure." The man said, "Oh, sorry." And he took all the wines and the whiskies and he brought them into the cellar. But he would receive regularly his business contacts, and the business contacts would say, "You used to serve us wine in the past, just a little glass, a little bit." This is, by the way, water. Don't become shocked. It's not whiskey. And the man thought, okay, for the business contacts, I should maybe get some bottles up and not have them all in the cellar. So he brought them up and he used to give a little to his business contacts. Then one day he thought, I should at least, you know, see a little what I'm serving, so let me smell a little to know what is it that I'm serving them. And then he thought, after some weeks, I should at least, you know, taste just a little. But not swallow. I will keep it in my mouth. And then after a few days, you know, these stories go, he drank again and he died an early death. I think sometimes we are like this in relationship to Maya. We first think a little bit about it and we just then think, let me be a little closer, smell it a little. and then after some time, it does get into our head, and we are making compromises which take away our spiritual strengths, our effulgence, our determination. So therefore, I want to suggest to all of you, these three things, Shastra, have regular contact with the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. Sangha, have the right people. Nowadays, one can also have online sanghas like this one. And finally, some seva, seva to Guru and Krishna. Maybe in this time when the world is going a little unpredictable, we don't know how it works. Seva can also mean to do your sadhana in the service of Krishna. Read for Krishna's pleasure. Chant for Krishna's pleasure. Know they are there. They will hear you. I do not know of any more powerful sadhana than to think while I'm doing the devotional activities that Krishna, the Guru, is right there. And he is there listening to me or seeing me. And then I find it very easy to be encouraged and enthusiastic. And remain humble also. when I see Guru and Krishna are just next to me. I remember how Prabhupada said, I never feel separated from my spiritual master. I see him, in fact, in the heart. In the heart, it is there where Krishna and all his associates are there. So let us be a little bit careful. Krishna has advised us, Dhyayato Vishayan Pungsa Sangaste Shupajayate. While contemplating the objects of the senses, yes, then a person develops attachment for them. And from such attachment, lust develops. And then from that lust, anger comes and delusion, and the memory is bewildered. You don't know, you don't remember what is you should do at this moment. And then the intelligence is lost and one falls down again into the material pool. I wish Pandava Senas, Krishna conscious societies, I wish you that you can avoid the chain of material attachments by having good contact with Shastra, with Sangha, and with Seva or Sadhana. That will help you very, very much to say no to Maya and to come to a life which is where you go above and beyond material consciousness and enter the world of Krishna conscious excitement. See, there is one very nice book in I think many of you know about it. It's called A Life in Preparation. It's the first part of Srila Prabhupada's biography. And there we find how Srila Prabhupada prepared himself. He stayed in Vrindavan. I have heard that he would go every night when no one would see him and take a jaru, a broom, and sweep the courtyard of the Radha Damodar temple. There was a neighbor who was not in the Radha Damodar temple and also not in the courtyard, but he has described to us that every night he was hearing someone from behind the wall crying, O Rupa Goswami, O my dear Lord Shri Krishna Damoda, please help me to fulfill the order of my spiritual master. Please, I'm sweeping the courtyard here, but I have to go to America and start the Krishna consciousness movement there, but I'm powerless on my own. And he was crying, weeping, oh Krishna, oh Rupa Goswami, oh Guru Maharaj. They were crying like this. And this devotee, he was who heard him, was just thinking, who is this? Every night I hear shh, 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 shh. He was sweeping and I hear crying. So one day he went over the roofs, you know, in Vrindavan you have these flat roofs. You don't need to be Spider-Man to walk, anyone can do. And he saw in the courtyard of Radha Damodar temple, there was this Bengali sadhu, there was Srila Prabhupada, preparing himself for his task. I think now, I do not know how it is in England. I'm a little bit out of tune. I hear from Gaur Krishna regularly, but we have not we were so busy the last few days. Somehow I have not inquired about England, how the present situation is, but I assume that there are still strong restrictions. Let me ask, maybe I see Akash, are we doing Krishna societies in the universities? Akash, can you please just unmute yourself and inform us?
So right now, everything's online.
Everything is online. Acha, thank you. Thank you. So, okay, so we have online things. But please, take this restricted situation as something to prepare yourself for more action. Please don't become overly crowded with tamagun. And you have to be careful in the internet, as you might have found out, there is not only Krishna is coming through the internet, Maya can also come through the internet if you have the wrong channel. See that you can prepare yourself. Maybe take online seminars. Like I remember our Sutapa Prabhu has given such a good seminar on the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. I have listened myself regularly and it has given me great, great, great help. Now, I've also heard that the devotees in the Govardhan Eco Village are offering an online course on all the 12 cantos of the Bhagavatam for the months of Purushottam. Maybe, you know, I would like to suggest prepare yourself by using this month to do something. It is said that this extra month, the month of Purushottam, is so powerful that every spiritual activity which is done yields 1,000 times the result. Yes, anything which you do, any round you chant, benefit is 1,000 times. Krishna has personally blessed this month by saying, I invest all my powers to give blessings into this month. And he has given four minimal observances. I want to remember them for you. Chanting the holy name, then reading the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, then giving some charity. I know we are poor, that is, but some, a tea bag we can give to someone. And there was a fourth item. I'm looking at what? Holy water can be done. No, I have written an article about it and I will send it to Akash, the glories of the month of Purushottam and what you can do to observe it. It's basically to glorify. Yes, offer one light every evening, like you do in Kartik, offer a light to Krishna every evening in this month. And then the month will give you blessings. It will give you blessings on an individual level. It will also give you blessings as Pandava Sena. It will, as a Pandava Sena or Krishna conscious society, you know, Krishna Sok in the university. My dear devotees, if there's one thing which I have realized, it's this simple fact. Blessings are more powerful or yield a more powerful result than one's own endeavors, even if they are the best endeavors which we can do. So I really recommend you all to take some these observances seriously. Learn the Shastra during this time. Chant, of course, the holy name. I think you do this, every one of you does this regularly, but try to maybe go deeper. Yes, and offer a light every, you can do it either in the evening or throughout the day. I will go after this call to a kirtan program and I will offer the light there. And then you will see that Krishna Krishna Sok. I always fail to remember Sok, it's Sok, Krishna Sok, will be blessed very much. So that you can cut through the bondages that keep you now and you can move forward. I imagine Krishna Sok like a boat. We need to, if we want to go with the boat, we need to cut the rope which binds it to the tree. We have a boat here in our Gora Bhavan, and it's bound with the rope to the tree. So you can row and row, you will not go anywhere. So if you, the same is with our Krishna Sok. It's a very powerful program. I should not say it will not go anywhere. It is going very fine. And even with online, and I know I have been a few times in the London University, and I was all the time highly, highly, highly impressed. But if we want to go beyond and above and beyond and enter the world of excitement, we need to think what ropes are still there that we need to cut, no? And let's do that positively by engaging more in Krishna conscious activities, especially during the month of Purushottam. Yes, I have come to the end, but now I want to say something privately to all of you. Please know, I'm very, very, very satisfied with your amazing activities. I tell this to the devotees I meet. I'm so satisfied personally also, and so gladdened that I'm connected with all of you. Here's Gokrishna, please come, Gokrishna. Both of us, we really want to come to London. We feel pangs of separation. Yes, we can see now a few of you on the little windows there, but that's not enough. We want to dance, we want to chant, we want to associate with each other. And I think we have a wonderful future together if we, just work positively on these things which bind us still by taking positive engagement in Krishna consciousness. All the Maya things will go. When the sun rises, you don't have to fight separately with the darkness. When the sun of Krishna consciousness rises, the darkness will automatically be taken care of and go far, far away. Good. So I think I should stop here. Thank you very, very much for being on this call. All the best and hope to see you very soon. Hare Krishna.